So as you know, there's a trial going on for Kyle Rittenhouse, but it seems to be collapsing like Brian Stelter after doing two jumping jacks. A quick recap. It began with the police shooting of a violent knife-wielding felon in Kenosha, Wisconsin back in August 2020. Following 3 days of riots and property destruction, or what CNN would call peaceful protests, Rittenhouse traveled to Kenosha armed with a rifle, publicly stating his mission was to protect businesses and victims. In the ensuing melee, he shot and killed two people and wounded a third. The state of Wisconsin alleges he's a murderer. His defenders and anybody with an IQ over 15 describe it as self-defense. And if you listen to the clueless prosecution, they're pretty much proving it was self-defense, too. I haven't seen someone this inept in court since Michael Avenatti. As legal expert James Gagliano in the New York Post points out, with video footage from the scene and witness accounts, murder remains an impossible charge to prove. Now, I've not watched much of the actual trial. I don't have time, what with having two hit shows and my night job as a bouncer at JoJo's Leather and Latex Tea House, where I met the judge. But let's see how the media portrays Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
The armed teenage vigilante.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter. He was going out to shoot people.
Just running around, shooting and killing protesters.
A 17-year-old vigilante, arguably a domestic terrorist, a white, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving.
Who was radicalized by Trumpism, took his AR-15 to Kenosha, and became a killer.
It's amazing how they can sound exactly the same, but uniquely stupid in their own way. Especially that last guy. There's something wrong with him. But, you know, if I didn't know any better, I think they were all actors working from the same script. One where they started with the ending, then changed every other word to racist. They're more predictable than a Three's Company marathon.